This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com. Working capital refers to the operating liquidity of an organization, corporation, or a company. It is an indicator that measures short-term financial stability and health. This is the amount of liquid assets that a business has to improve and expand its operations. Negative working capital indicates that a business is unable to cover its short-term obligations. This may occur when a company has a high inventory turnover. When clients pay for goods and services quickly and upfront, the company is able to raise cash quickly. The opposite happens if a business pays its bills quickly, is unable to grow or maintain its sales volume, has excessive debts, or collects its receivables over a long period of time. Working capital shows to investors what would happen if a business uses its short-term resources to meet its short-term obligations. Even companies with fixed assets that are worth millions of dollars may face bankruptcy. This occurs when they are unable to meet their short-term liabilities and can lead to late and missed payments, more debt, and financial problems. Banks may offer a higher interest rate if the borrower's credit rating is affected. Some companies need a lot of working capital while others don't. This is the case with grocery stores and other businesses with high inventory. A company that produces equipment and machinery sells expensive items, which makes it more difficult to raise cash over a short period of time. It needs more working capital to meet its short-term payments and deal with unforeseen financial problems. Companies need money to meet their operating expenses, including inventory, marketing expenses, salaries and wages, rent, and mortgage and loans payments. Businesses need money to fund their current assets, including credit sales and stocks. Companies that have cyclical or seasonal operations usually need more working capital to meet their liabilities on an annual basis. They need money for salaries, inventory, and loan payments during the off-season. The balance sheet shows the current liabilities and assets. A company that has total current assets of $165,000 and liabilities of $78,000 has $87,000 left in working capital. It includes accounts payable, accounts receivable, inventory, and cash. This is the result of a variety of activities, including revenue collection and debt and inventory management. Accounts receivable is money that customers owe to a business. This is money for goods and services that have been shipped and delivered but not paid. Accounts payable are the opposite, money that companies owe to suppliers, financial institutions, and other parties. These are short-term obligations for materials, goods, and services. Inventory is also part of the company's working capital and refers to goods and materials that are held to be resold. Companies keep inventory such as finished products, i.e. computers, equipment and merchandise and manufacturing inventory. Examples of inventory include work in process and raw materials such as grommets, snaps, and dies. There are different types of stock, including pipeline, anticipation, cycle stock, and others. Cash is also part of the working capital of companies, and it is a liquid asset. This is an asset that businesses can access near immediately or very quickly. It is used to buy raw materials, equipment and machinery, and to make payments. There are different ways to assess the working capital of a business. These include the quick and current ratios, days payable, receivables ratio, as well as the inventory turnover ratio. The current ratio, for example, shows the company's ability to meet its current obligations. Low ratios show that a business is unable to collect receivables or has poor inventory management. This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com.